Another example from the movie, there is a scene where Phineas states as a joke that he'd hate Jean forever if there was ever a jealous envy going on. Jean knows deep down that there is an envy from his side, but he will never admit it to Phineas. Jean feels threatened for this, and he struggles again to admit that they are best friends because of this. Two more little ways where it shows that Jean is getting jealous of Phineas is when he says that Phineas never gets caught for anything he does. A quote from the book states that it was normal for Jean to envy Phineas for this. Another point is that Phineas doesn't believe in competition, and Jean does believe in competition. He believes that they are always in competition with each other for the little and big things, whereas Phineas is completely oblivious to this situation. In the book, Jean also admits that he struggles with how energetic Phineas is and how much he exerts himself into everything when he himself cannot put in that much energy. A quote says, "In such a non-stop game, he also had the natural advantage of a flow of energy, which I never saw interrupted. I never saw him tired, never really winded, never overcharged, and never restless. At dawn, all day long, and at midnight, Phineas always had a steady and formidable flow of usable energy." This again just shows how Jean knows that he can never live up to Phineas's standards and is constantly jealous of him. Another example is from the movie. In both the movie and the book, it states how Phineas broke his leg. In the movie, we can see that Jean gives him a deep stare from behind before causing his leg to break. The stare that Jean gave him shows that it was very intentional and that he was extremely jealous of Phineas's natural athletic abilities, and he wanted to hinder them so he could get the spotlight for once instead of Phineas. Another example is when Jean feels constantly threatened by Phineas because of his true, genuine character. He's always getting praise from the teachers, he makes it easy to talk to others, and his athleticism always goes noticed. Jean feels like his athleticism and his efforts never get noticed, whereas when Phineas does something, it's noticed right away. In the book, A Separate Piece, written by John Knowles, there are many different themes present between the two main characters, Jean and Phineas. The theme that I have chosen to analyze is jealousy. Let's start with the definition of jealousy. Jealousy is a feeling, and it shows an envious resentment of someone or their achievements, possessions, or perceived advantages. In the novel, it is shown throughout Jean and Finney, and I will now get into all the different ways that we see this throughout the book. All of these different aspects of jealousy tie into different themes throughout the book. These connect to love, honesty, friendship, and humility. Jean constantly being frustrated with Phineas just shows the character he is and the character Phineas is. Phineas is a man who takes every opportunity to humble himself and doesn't like the idea of competition. Jean feels remorse for breaking Phineas's leg when it is time to draft for the war. Because of his broken leg, Phineas is not able to enter the war, and Jean has to enter the war, but he doesn't want to enter without his best friend, even though he is constantly jealous of him. We see this struggle go on for a while, but eventually Jean realizes that he has to sign up for the war with or without Phineas, and no matter if he was the reason for his broken leg or not. In conclusion, to restate the definition of jealousy, it's a feeling or showing an envious resentment of someone for their achievements, possessions, or perceived advantages. We see this many times throughout the book, mainly with Phineas and Jean. Jean being jealous of Phineas just shows the true character that he is. While looking back on this book, although there are many prominent themes, I strongly think that jealousy is one of the leading ones.